From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. It's the sound of Kurdish fighters celebrating as they raise a Kurdish flag over a government building in Sinjar. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, say they've entered and retaken parts of the northern Iraqi town as they continue a large-scale offensive to take the strategic city from Islamic State militants. The U.S.-backed coalition has not yet provided an update on the operation that would confirm its success, but witnesses quoted by the Associated Press said Peshmerga fighters were in control of the center of Sinjar. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed at least 12 people. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion fell on the Islamic State extremist group. President Barack Obama has lifted U.S. sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he called Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including transferring security responsibilities from a UN mission to Liberian forces next year. Lebanon is observing a national day of mourning on Friday for the 43 people killed in twin suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb. The health ministry says 239 others were wounded in Thursday's blasts. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. The body of a third attacker whose suicide belt did not detonate was found in the rubble. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.